Chapter 5, Solomon's Deep Repentance. Plain were the admonitions, wonderful the promises given to Solomon, yet of him it is recorded, he kept not that which the Lord commanded. His heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. So hardened was his heart in transgression, that his case seemed well nigh hopeless. From the joy of divine communion, Solomon turned to the pleasures of sense. He says, I made great works, I built houses and planted vineyards for myself, I made myself gardens and parks, and planted in them all kinds of fruit trees. I bought male and female slaves. I also gathered for myself silver and gold. So I became great and surpassed all who were before me in Jerusalem. And whatever my eyes desired I did not keep from them, I kept my heart from no pleasure. Then I considered all that my hands had done and the toil I had spent in doing it, and behold, all was vanity and a striving after wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun. So I hated life. I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, RSV. By bitter experience, Solomon learned the emptiness of a life that seeks in earthly things its highest good. Gloomy and harassing thoughts troubled him night and day. There was no longer any joy or peace of mind, and the future was dark with despair. Yet the Lord forsook him not. By reproof and severe judgments he sought to arouse the king to realize the sinfulness of his course. He permitted adversaries to harass and weaken the kingdom. The Lord stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. And Jeroboam, Solomon's servant, a mighty man of valor, even he lifted up his hand against the king.